This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The 8th India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting was held in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Indonesian counterpart Sugiono co-chaired the meeting. During the meeting, India and Indonesia discussed avenues for further strengthening cooperation in various fields including political, defense and security, maritime, trade and investment, pharma and healthcare, digital, energy, connectivity, space, education, consular and cultural domains, and people-to-people exchanges. Both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said that the joint commission between both nations is convening after a gap of 4 years, and it is essential to acknowledge that significant advancements in bilateral relations have been made during this time. West Bengal is set to become the 36th state to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, which is world's largest publicly funded health insurance scheme. The National Health Authority and Government of West Bengal will sign a memorandum of understanding today for the implementation of ABPMJAY in the state. The MOU will be signed in New Delhi in presence of Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare JP Nadda and West Bengal Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari. A high-level delegation from the European Union will arrive in Guwahati, Assam today for a two-day visit aimed at strengthening cooperation with India's northeastern states. According to the EU, discussions will focus on sectors where Europe and the Northeast share common interests, including renewable and green energy, sustainable urban infrastructure, healthcare, and pharmaceuticals. The visit is part of efforts to advance priorities outlined in the Comprehensive Strategic Agenda agreed by India and the European Union at their summit in January. The southwest monsoon has further advanced into some more parts of west central and entire northeast Bay of Bengal. According to the India Meteorological Department, southwest monsoon also advanced into some more parts of northwest Bay of Bengal, entire Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and some parts of Tripura, Assam, and Arunachal Pradesh. It predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that the state government is closely monitoring rainfall patterns and is taking all necessary steps to safeguard farmers' interests. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Mr. Fadnavis said, despite an overall forecast of 92% of normal rainfall this year, some districts in Marathwada, West Vidarbha, North Maharashtra and other drought-prone regions are likely to receive deficient rainfall due to the impact of El Nino. He said the state government has been issuing timely advisories to farmers to help them cope with the evolving weather situation. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Harsh Malhotra laid the foundation stone for a 138 crore rupees sewer development project in Delhi's Karawal Nagar Assembly constituency. Addressing the gathering, the Delhi Chief Minister said, over the past year, development projects worth more than 300 crore rupees and they have been approved in the Karawal Nagar Assembly constituency through the Chief Minister's Development Fund, the MLA Fund and the Yamuna Par Development Board. And in Nepal, the two-day fourth edition of the Kalinga Literary Festival concluded in Kathmandu, centered on the theme Beyond Borders, South Asian Literature in a Changing World. The festival brought together literatures, writers, researchers and cultural personalities from across South Asia, including Nepal. One of India's leading international literary events, the Kalinga Literary Festival, has been organizing in its Kathmandu edition since 2022. This year's festival explored how South Asian literature, art and intellectual traditions engage with contemporary global realities. And that is the end of this news bulletin.